time to meet the men from the ministry. We are about to throw a spanner in the wheels of government with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In the ministry's General Assistance Office, Lennox, Brown and Lamb help any government department that's overloaded. These are men noted for their honesty, integrity and probity. Indeed, for all kinds of tea at all times of day. Secretary Mildred is on hand to provide it.
How would you like your tea this morning?
Without, please.
Without what, sir?
Without your thumb in the cup.
Blimey, some people.
Oh, isn't Mr. Lamb in yet?
Well, it is Monday, sir. And usually after his day off, he has an off day.
Yes, well, that's true. The first few days of the week, he sits around like an unplugged lamp.
Morning, Ron. Morning, Mildred. Sorry I'm late, but my bicycle broke down in Trafalgar Square. I couldn't turn the pedals.
What gear were you in, Mr. Lamb?
Just the usual. Bowler hat and pinstripe trousers.
Oh, come along, too. Come along, please. We've got work to do.
Have we? Can't we put off till tomorrow everything we've already put off till today?
But you know we can't. The Ministry of Defence wanted this survey 4 weeks ago. They won't swallow the same excuse again.
Why not?
Well, Whitehall could scarcely get cut off by snowdrifts 2 months running, especially in the summer.
But survey of our naval strength, innit? I mean, why is it taking so long, sir? You only got to write down the names of 3 ships.
It's not as easy as all that, Mildred.
Oh.
It's not. No one in the ministry can remember what the ships are called.
And then there's our nuclear submarine. No one's seen that for a year.
Oh, I hope it's all right.
It's all right, Mildred. It's just that we don't know where the blessed thing is.
They accidentally sent it the code word to submerge last August, and they've forgotten the code word to bring it up again.
As they've got enough supplies for 2 years, we may not see them for a bit.
Well, isn't the Navy Minister worried?
I imagine so. He was on deck when she submerged.
Still, we must get this survey completed, too, or the permanent undersecretary will be cross again.
Yeah, I hear Sir Gregory's always getting uptight these days.
Odd that. You'd think he'd have sobered up during the night. Of course, he's at a funny age.
Now then, you two.
Oh, good morning, Sir Gregory. How nice. How very nice to see you, sir.
I have some important news.
Really, sir? Is our pay rise to become effective?
No, Lamb. Your pay rise will become effective when you do. This is much more important. I had lunch with a PM last week, and he brought up several things.
Oh, dear. Perhaps he eats too quickly.
Oh, be quiet, Lamb. I mean, he raised several important issues, one of which was worker participation. It's all the rage in industry these days, and the PM feels it should be introduced in the civil service.
Worker participation, eh?
Worker participation could benefit us all. It's something you two should try.
Participating, sir?
No, working.
Thank you, sir.
Staff themselves will be involved in the way things are run. You'll both be on the committee, and Mr. Wilkins next door will be chairman.
I see.
Amongst other things, the committee will combat the rising cost of staff meals.
Well, how will it do that, sir?
Well, the first meeting is 1 o'clock Friday, so you'll all miss your lunch hour.
Oh, I see. Yes. Well, Sir Gregory, I never thought I'd see the day, you know, when staff took over the running of our work.
You won't, Lennox Brown. As far as work is concerned, you'll still be answerable to me.
Answerable to you.
Yes, it's purely a matter of welfare. The committee will deal with such things as the new canteen hot plate. Which reminds me, Miss Murfin, I want you to sit on it.
Do what?
You will sit on the committee to give the secretary his viewpoint.
Oh.
So we're talking of work, Lennox Brown.
Yes.
How are you getting on with that naval survey?
Yes. Well, we've made a good start, sir.
Yes, I've already sharpened the pencil.
Yeah.
Well, as you'll be on the committee, Mildred, they'll want you to keep the minutes. How's your shorthand these days?
Oh, it's coming along very well, sir. Mm. I can rub out nearly 60 words a minute.
I can't think what's happened to Mildred, too.
It's as well we didn't wait for her anyway. We're a bit late as it is.
Yes, and with Wizard Wilkins in the chair, the meeting should have started promptly. Yes, here we are now. Come on.
Sorry we're late, Mr. Wilkins.
Oh, do come in, Mr.
Well, have you started without us, Mr. Wilkins?
Started what?
The meeting.
We really should wait for the chairman, you know.
Oh, but you are the chairman, Mr. Wilkins.
Am I? Oh, bless my soul. So that's why I've got this little wooden hammer.
Well, look, as we're all assembled, perhaps you'd like to recapitulate.
Oh, I don't think that'll be necessary. I went before I came.
Oh, glory. Mr. Wilkins, we are here to discuss proposals for improving staff welfare.
Oh, well, there's no need to rush. Has anyone got any suggestions?
Now, in my opinion, Mr. Chairman, staff should have more opportunities for physical exercise.
Oh, that's a good idea. What did you have in,
mind?
Not at all. You carry on.
Sport and healthy exercise would keep staff in better shape. Now, for example, may I suggest chess? Or even Ludo?
Ludo? You mean throwing each other around like a lot of Japanese?
Ludo, Mr. Wilkins, not judo.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes? Oh, the lady on my left.
Miss Lusty from Pensions. May I suggest we tackle something even more, if I may be so bold, even more physical. And men versus women would be even greater fun.
Oh, my word. That could turn into something rather saucy if we weren't careful.
Well, who wants to be careful?
Miss Lust is quite right. Exercise should be physical. What about swimming? I started lessons recently, and the instructor took to me at once. Do you know, I was the only non-swimmer he'd allow in the deep end. And now he regards me as something of an expert.
Well, what makes you think so?
Well, only last week he said, we've got a right one here.
Oh, yes, yes, I heard about that. You were trying to swim in your jacket and trousers.
Well, I'm no fool. If I'd taken them off, I could have caught cold.
Swimming lessons, then. Does anyone second that?
Would it mean, Mr. Chairman, that the baths would be full of young men running around half naked and ogling the women?
Well, we'd have to have mixed sessions, yes. I'm afraid it would mean that.
Then I second the proposal. Staff swimming lessons once a week.
Right, then, motion carried.
Ah, here's Mildred at last.
Oh, come along, Mildred. You've missed the discussion on sports and pastimes. Where on earth have you been?
I'll tell you where I've been. I've been locked in the ladies' loo, haven't I? The blooming door got jammed. Them tatty washrooms are a living scandal.
Oh, dear. Perhaps the welfare committee should probe the girls' facilities.
It's the washrooms you ought to be on about, not blooming sports and pastimes. There's cold water running across the floor.
Oh, the young lady's right. If there's a complaint about water overflowing, it should be channeled through this committee.
There's cold water overflowing, and you can only get hot water if you stand on a chair and hit the cistern with your shoe.
Really?
And the walls are in a shocking state. There's dirty cracks all over them.
Dirty cracks all over the walls?
Yeah, you should see the ones about you, Mr. Lamb.
Mr. Chairman, this must be the Welfare Committee's first task.
Oh, yes, indeed. I agree wholeheartedly. Absolutely.
We must call in a firm of plumbers to come in and plumb.
Oh, that's all very well, Mr. Lamb, but we'll need some, who's going to,
pay for it?
Well, that's what I said.
I understood Sir Gregory had placed funds at the Welfare Committee's disposal.
Oh, yes, of course, the Welfare Fund. Well, I've got the cash box here somewhere.
We'll have first-class equipment installed, Mildred. Coloured marble basins, brass taps, ceramic tiles.
Blessed thing. Oh, here it is. Let me see now.
Yes, well, how much is actually in the fund, Mr. Wilkins?
Hmm? Oh, 60 pence, how much is it? 25 85 pence.
Oh, glory.
That may not run to coloured marble.
Well, there's not much we can do with that, is there? Well, never mind, I've got a suggestion.
You have?
I'm an expert do-it-yourself handyman, you know. I'll tackle the job myself over the weekend.
Splendid, Mr. Wilkins. In that case, we've nothing to worry about.
What's the matter with you two? You've been biting your nails and staring out of the window for over an hour.
I'm working on this survey of naval defenses.
Well, what's holding you up?
I can't spell defenses.
Good grief. You can't spell defenses.
Well, how do you spell it?
Yes. Look, can't you write it down without spelling it?
Oh, you don't care, do you? It's always the same. I get landed with the work while you get ready to sneak off to your club.
Now, that's not fair, too. That's not. I've no intention of sneaking off to my club. Certainly not for another 5 minutes.
And I've just had this memo from the Ministry of Defense. What do I do about it?
Well, what do we always do when we're not sure about a memo? Stuff it behind the radiator.
But it says for urgent action.
Then shove it behind the radiator quickly.
I'm not sure that we should. Sir Gregory's been quite niggly lately about these defense jobs.
Oh, dear. What a fuss you make. You really do. Look, give it to me, then.
All right.
Oh, it'll be more about these wretched ships.
There you are, one.
All right, now, let's have a look. For urgent action, prepare a schedule for visit to Princess, to Portsmouth Dockyard on the 20th, and submit at once.
Well, what's it about?
What do you think it's about? If the ship's coming into Portsmouth Dockyard, she's obviously due for a refit.
Oh, I see. I suppose she'll be taking part in that big naval exercise.
All you have to do is find our copy of the naval manual. It has all the details on refits. It's just like servicing a car. Copy it out and send a schedule to the Ministry of Defense.
We're going there with this survey. Perhaps we could deliver it in person. That would impress them.
Yes, now that's a good idea, that. Yes, might impress Sir Gregory, too. Mm. He's bound to be in a good mood now the washrooms are all fixed up.
I'm sure Wizard Wilkins will have done a good job. He has an amazing grasp of these things.
Aha! There you are!
Here we are indeed, Sir Gregory. Yes, and how are you, sir?
I'm soaked, ma'am. Can't you see? I'm drenched to the skin.
Ah. Jove, yes, so you are. Is it raining outside?
No, Lennox Brown, it's raining inside. My office is under the fourth floor washroom.
Ah, yes, we've had the washrooms refurbished. Did you pop in for a wee look?
I went in and found the cisterns overflowing, water's coming out of the light sockets, the radiators are stone cold, and the weighing machine is red hot. I hear your infernal welfare committee is responsible.
It's possible there may have been a slight error, sir.
Slight error? Do you realize I now have a constant supply of scalding hot water?
Isn't that good, Sir Gregory?
Not when
it's coming from my telephone earpiece. I picked up the phone just now and burnt my ear.
You're sure it wasn't someone talking about you?
No!
I demand an explanation.
Well, the committee had to improvise, sir, because of the lack of funds.
I've heard enough. I shall call in professional plumbers to sort out the mess. And then I shall sort out this absurd welfare committee you thought up.
But it was your idea, Sir Gregory.
Don't argue, man. Just get out of my sight, the pair of you.
As it happens, sir, we are already about to leave. We are expected at the Ministry of Defense. We have been asked to advise them on the handling of a very important ship, HMS Princess. Oh, my word, yes.
Hello, yes, this is Admiral Crichton. Yes, I'll be with you as soon as I can. I'm just waiting for a couple of ministry men there to advise us on the right drill for Princess Catherine's visit to Portsmouth. I thought we'd better get the protocol right. She's a very important lady. That's right, yes, she'll be reviewing the naval exercise. Ah, yes. Well, there's someone coming now. I'll be with you shortly. Come in.
Ah, Admiral Crichton. Yes. My name's Lennox Brown, and this is my junior colleague here. This is Mr. Lamb.
Sit down, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, your flagship.
Now then, you got my memo about this Portsmouth visit.
Oh, yes, indeed, and we've drawn up a full and detailed timetable for the princess.
Oh, splendid. Now, what's the first move when she gets there?
Well, obviously, she'll be tied up.
Tied up?
But when you're ready, you can winch her into a convenient position and then go to work on her.
I don't quite follow.
Well, it's the normal procedure, you see, in preparation for stripping her down.
I beg your pardon?
The question is, has she been handled by Portsmouth dockers before?
But the princess?
Well, they may already be familiar with her. In which case, it's best to let them get on with it.
As long as they remember to spray her bottom with antifouling.
And also hose down her superstructure.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Have I said something out of turn?
You are talking of the princess as if
she were some sort of tramp.
Oh, we know she's not a tramp. I mean, she's fighting class, isn't she? Yes.
My colleague said destroyer, but I said frigate.
Did you come here to be deliberately offensive?
I say, look, one. His eyes are bulging just like Sir Gregory's.
The princess is a member of one of Europe's oldest royal households.
A member of it? Oh, glory.
Get out before I have you clapped in irons.
It was just a tiny mistake, Mildred. How were we to know the princess wasn't a ship?
I bet Sir Gregory's up in mad. He gets so temperamental.
Yes, 90% temper and 10% mental. LB's been summoned to see him.
Mind you, Sir Gregory drops a few clangers himself. He's brought in them posh plumbers to fix the washrooms, but they seem to be making things worse.
Really?
Yeah. There's an awful drip in the outer office.
Oh.
Keeps dripping on me desk. This morning, I drank the same cup of tea 3 times.
Oh, dear, they must have fractured the water tank.
Too blooming right. But what are we going to do about it?
You'd better borrow my umbrella.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Lamb. But I reckon we ought to put a plastic sheet under the tank.
A plastic sheet? That's a good idea. I think there's one in Fatty Scott's office. It was wrapped round his garden gnome when he bought it for his window box. I'll go and see.
I'll come with you, sir. But if he's got rid of it, there's some waterproof stuff in the typing pool.
As we're both going, we'd better leave a note on LB's desk, or he'll wonder where we are.
Here's a pencil, Mr. Lamb.
Yeah, thank you. Now then, have had to dash out on important business. We have plans for plastic under water tank. Right, let's go, Mildred. The sooner we sort this out, the better.
Well, I'm sorry you're displeased, Sir Gregory, but I don't see why you have to come and inspect our office.
I am seeking the slightest evidence that you've done any work at all on these defense jobs.
Well, come in, sir, if you wish. Up to you.
You were asked to research new naval weapons. Where are the results, eh? What are you going to show for it, eh?
Well, it may not be readily apparent, sir, but we have papers and documents in various places.
What's this paper on your desk?
Paper, sir? On my desk.
Have had to dash out on important business. We have plans for plastic underwater tank. Good grief! A plastic underwater tank? Can this be true?
I'm sure it can, sir. Oh, yes, I mean, we have all sorts of schemes in mind, I think.
Well, this puts a different complexion on things. I may have misjudged you.
Oh, we forgive you, Sir Gregory.
A military tank that can function underwater. Plastic, so it won't rust. This is a major breakthrough.
A major breakthrough.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Lennox Brown. Well done indeed.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yes, well, I'll tell my colleague you're not cross with us after all, and we'll say no more about it.
Say no more about it, you joking man. We'll say a lot more about it. We must tell the PM and defense chiefs at once.
Oh, must we?
Well, the top brass will want to see this thing in action. Oh, by Jove, what a coup if we could show it off during that naval exercise.
Well, let's not be hasty, sir.
Of course we must be hasty. A bit of prestige for Britain at last. I'll go and set the wheels in motion. A plastic underwater tank, eh? It's a miracle.
General Assistance Department, Lennox Brown.
Pitkin here.
Oh, yes. Hello, Sir Gregory.
I'm calling you to tell you I've done it.
Oh. Is that wise at your age, sir?
What are you talking about, man? I've arranged for the PM and NATO chiefs to attend next week's naval review. They all want to see this underwater tank in action.
The underwater tank?
The PM's delighted. Now, we all assemble on Monday at 1000 hours aboard HMS Insufferable. You lay on the demonstration somewhere in the channel, and you'd better be with us to answer questions.
Oh. Sir Gregory...
I don't want any slip-ups.
Well, I'll try, sir, but he... Oh, he's gone now.
Hello, I'm sorry I've been so long. Fatty Scott had lost his wrapper, so he borrowed a plastic sheet from the Welsh office, but it turned out there was a leak in it. In the end, we got one from next door.
What are you talking about?
We put a plastic sheet under the upstairs water tank. I told you in my note.
Well, this note?
Yes.
A plastic sheet?
Yes.
Under the water tank?
That's right. Are you all right, Van? Your glasses have misted up.
Good. Great, Julia. You've done it again.
What?
Thanks to your note. Yes. Sir Gregory's got half the top brass in Europe turning up to see an underwater tank. He's fixed a demonstration for Monday.
Well, don't get excited. We can cancel it.
But it's too late, Sir Gregory. It would tear us apart with his teeth. He told the PM this is the weapon of the future. He can't admit he's wrong. We'll be exposed, you silly. We're shown up, we're sacked.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do? I mean...
It's no use nudging, is it? Now, we've got to think. Well, I've got to think. We'll have to pretend. Yeah, wait a minute. That's it. Yeah, that's it. That's what we do. Borrow a frogman suit.
Yes.
See, a frogman suit.
Yes.
And find out, for goodness sake, find out how to use it.
Oh.
Right, now you'll be coming with me to Portsmouth on Monday.
It's coming up to 12, Sir Gregory. Demonstration's due to start.
Yeah, that's right, Admiral. One of my minions has made the arrangements. He's somewhere on the foredeck.
Yeah, I see several NATO chiefs over there on the port.
Yes. I'm sticking to brandy myself.
Yes, very wise. Well, we're all delighted about this secret weapon.
And it certainly brought out the VIPs. We have senior politicians of all parties.
You must be Sir Gregory Pitkin. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, madam. I've always considered it a great honor.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The underwater tank is now approaching this ship. May I ask you, please, to move over to the port side rail. The underwater tank is about to pass beneath the ship.
Well, I don't see anything.
Nor I.
Exactly. You can't see anything. You can't hear anything. This tank has been so designed that the enemy cannot detect it. Being made of soundproof plastic, the tank can strike the heart of an enemy's fleet without warning. It is passing under the very heart of this very ship at this very moment.
Well, I'm very impressed.
Now, may I ask you, please, to move swiftly now to the starboard rail. And there she goes, still under the surface, streamlined and silent, leaving, you will notice, no wake.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
Incredible. I think this calls for another brandy.
May I ask a question, Monsieur Lennox Lebrun?
Oh, by all means, General, yes. Or if I may be so bold, pardon to General.
We cannot see it. We cannot hear it. How then do we know that something is actually there?
Ah, a good question. Yes.
Merci.
Yes, I wondered who was going to spot that. Well done. Now, are there any other questions?
That froggy fellow's right. How do we know the tank is down there?
Oh, no, Admiral, you see, to demonstrate its presence, the tank will release a buoy, you see,
yes,
which will float to the surface at noon precisely.
It's 12 o'clock now.
Yes, and there's the buoy. Look, just bobbing to the surface.
Good Lord, look at that buoy. There's a bowler hat tangled up in it.
A bowler hat? Yes. Oh, come along, too. Come on, give me a hand and I'll pull you out of the water. Come on. That's it. I've got your dry clothes here.
Oh, where have you been, man? You said you'd rescue me as soon as you got ashore.
Well, I had to wait until it was dark, didn't I? Besides, it was a small party after the demonstration. I couldn't leave too soon.
But the demonstration was yesterday.
Well, you know how these things run on.
My frogman suit got torn on a rock. For 36 hours, I've been walking in and out with the tide.
Don't fuss, too. The thing is, we got away with it.
But it can't go on, can it? They'll want to see the tank on dry land.
Yes, well, that's what we have to avoid, too. While you've been larking about in the sea, Listen, I've been making plans.
And here is the news, read by Brian Martin. Britain's amazing new underwater tank continues its goodwill tour, visiting all the world's major ports without ever breaking the surface. In New York Harbor, thousands gathered to watch the tank enter and leave unseen. United States leaders have called the tank an impressive achievement, but say they have an even bigger one. And American conservationists are worried that the British model may pollute the environment. The Japanese have praised the tank, but say they have an even smaller one. This could be mass-produced more cheaply in imitation plastic-style plastic. And now some late news. The Prime Minister has stated that this major British development is something of which we can all feel justly proud. And in accordance with government policy in these matters, it would now be scrapped. The Leader of the Opposition commented, "Tanks for nothing."
Ladies and gentlemen, I now declare this Welfare Committee meeting well and truly laid. We welcome back Mr. Lamb.
Are you?
After his month in hospital. He and Mr. Lennox Brown have certainly covered themselves in...
Glory.
In glory, yes. I must also say how well the new washrooms are working, and I'm sure we'll all spend many happy hours there.
Yes, and I got rid of that plastic sheet from under the water tank, like it said in the memo.
Too, he meant scrap the secret weapon.
That plastic sheet's all that was holding the water tank together. The old place will be drenched.
Oh, she's right. There's water coming under door. Oh, my shoes are soaked.
Well, it must have built up in the corridor. Now, don't anyone open that door.
Attention, everyone! The building is flooded! Man the lifeboats!
Lifeboat.
Evacuate the building! Women, children, and me first! Come on, Mr.